innercitygeeks.net. What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. This is episode 193. And joining me today, I have Brian.
Hello. I'm back, kind of.
Yes, you're back. You're temporarily back. You're like a figment of our imagination right now.
I signed the ICG alumni. basically.
Right. He's on release waiver,
basically.
Work a handful of shows per month.
He's a freelance. He's a freelance podcast.
He's the Brock Lesnar of ICG.
Exactly.
Basically.
Franny.
Hello, bitches. Yeah, I'm back.
You heard Alex. So Alex is here.
Those sounds in the background are Alex.
I
was just making banter. There was actually no sound. Way to kill the moment, Alex.
So fine, I'll make sounds right now. Hold on. Here, I'm putting food in the microwave so you can hear food. There you go. See, are you happy now? Sounds.
Oh, it's another time bomb. Yes. So, what's been going on, peoples? Brian, you're the one that's been away for the longest, so I figured why not start with you, right?
Okay. I'm good. I'm tired. Work has been, like, super busy. I'm happy to finally be back. It's been a long time.
Nice.
You know, I guess I kind of missed you.
Man. We missed you.
You know, the last time I was on the show, InnerCityGeeks was a .com.
Now it is no longer .com.
Now it's a .net. We changed. Things are good. I have my own website now.
Yay, BrightwoodJPresents.com.
At least somebody stole a .com.
So good. We're a network now. It's okay.
We are. Yeah, life is good. Holidays treated me good. And now, you know, we're 6.5 months into this whole baby thing, as you guys know.
Yay, baby thing.
Yay. You know, both are
are you getting the sympathy pains and bullshit?
Sort of.
Are you growing a belly too?
No, I've actually been good. I actually trimmed away a lot of the holiday fat.
Oh, good. Well, good. You know? Good. That's great.
I was going to say, yeah, he gained weight, water weight or whatever. That's all alcohol. And since the holidays passed, it's not as it was.
I'm trying to think what else went on. Life has been good. I've been, happy with pretty much everything going on. I've tried to watch a ton of movies. I finished The Mandalorian. Okay. I'm happy Edge is back in WWE. it was good to not see Tom Brady in a Super Bowl for once.
Word.
Yeah, it's pretty much it on my end. How about you guys?
Yeah, Freddy, what's good, dude?
Let me see what's up. I've been super paranoid about the coronavirus. I have decided
Asian people
just
okay.
It's slowly popping up everywhere. It's slowly popping up everywhere. And last time I checked, we had a pretty decent sized Asian community downtown. So I'm just staying in my neighborhood and I'm not leaving my house for like the next week and a half until we find out what's actually going on. Because logically, by the end of next week, we should know.
By the end of next week, we should all be dead. Yeah, that's fair.
We should know who's infected in New York. And if none are infected, then all right, cool. But if it's not the coronavirus, it's the fucking flu. So whatever. I don't mind being a shut-in for 2 more weeks.
Well, if you play survival horror video games, Corona, if you rearrange the letters, spells out raccoon as in city.
Yeah, I know. I saw that on 12 memes.
Well, I didn't know that. It's been so long.
Hello, Captain Obvious.
I'm sorry, I don't keep up with your memes.
But I've actually been watching some movies too, and I just finished watching Dr. Sleep. Ooh, yeah. Oh my god, that is the best horror movie. Did that come out before the? It came out this year, right? 2020 or
2019.
2019? God damn it. It was the best movie of 2019.
Yeah, it was. It was one of the movies that I I wrote a review for it on the site earlier this year. So, yeah.
So, I saw it. I loved it. I actually felt creeped out when I turned it off and went straight to bed. This is such a great feeling. I haven't been creeped out in forever.
So the irony of Dr. Sleep is that it causes insomnia.
Pretty much, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I kept seeing the fucking bathroom lady, man. She freaked me out as a child, and she still freaked me out as an adult. But it was so good that I actually bought the book this morning, The Shining.
Nice.
And hardcover and all that type of shit. And ooh, it's my Valentine's Day gift to myself.
Fuck yeah.
And I also have Dr. Sleep waiting because there's only 2 books I've read from Stephen King, and and one was just like Eating Glass, and that was it. And the other one was Pet Sematary, which I actually enjoyed reading. So it's a touch and go with his writing. You know, sometimes his details are just make you want to, I don't know, shoot yourself in the face.
Just a little bit.
It's like a whole chapter on the bedroom and what it looked like. Like, what? I just can't sometimes.
It's for interior designers, okay?
That is a great book.
I think the only Stephen King book I've ever actually read was Misery.
How was that?
I was miserable.
Oh, talking about Misery, that was another thing I saw. I binge watched in 2 days, so I don't know if that counts as binge watching because it took me 2 days to finish it. But I finished Castle Rock, which is about Misery. And I have to say, I had like a hate love for it because they had 3 stories going on in the one season. And one of the stories was a legit waste of fucking time. It was like the casino scene in fucking Star Wars. Wow. It was like, why is this even happening right now? Can we just focus on the other 2 really good story plots?
Sometimes you need a little buffer, you know?
Well, when it's too much buffer, it becomes like an anime filler episode, and you're literally wanting to fast forward so you can get to the next scene that's more important than what you're watching.
You
want to
fast forward until they
Kamehameha? Huh?
You want to fast forward until they Kamehameha?
No, that's like 2 episodes in.
No, I would just skip the filler episode completely. I wouldn't fast forward. Trying to be a movie reviewer, I force myself to sit there and watch the agony that is the filling moments, you know, so I could judge them accordingly. If I fast forward through it and only look at the good bits, I'd be like, this movie is great. But you got to fast forward 3 minutes each scene.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And what else? I finished Infinite Crisis, the second part, and I have to say the best thing about the crossover was John Cryer. Lex Luthor is the fucking boss.
He's fantastic.
That's been pretty much it.
Awesome. I'm glad you enjoyed the rest of Crisis. Speaking of, we still have to do a bonus round for that for the last episodes. So
I know. Before
we and also, I think we could actually do that as well as the ending of Arrow too.
Yeah, all in that, one. I cried with the ending of that Arrow. It was on multiple levels because it was a great tribute, and it's also like, shit, that's it.
Yep, pretty much.
With me, during my, you know, hiatus from you guys, I watched all of Mad Men, which I had never watched the show before, and I regret never watching that show before because Mad Men is fantastic. I finished Breaking Bad for the fourth time.
I love that show.
It's so, and you know, I'm still catching certain things, and I'm like, I've seen you. Like,
I just watched it for the second time after the fucking the Netflix movie came out with Jesse.
Oh, El Camino, which I watched right after.
I watched it, and then I wanted to watch Breaking Bad again, and then I watched it again, and I finished it again, and I was just like, oh my god, but you're so right. There's like Easter eggs and little things ongoing. That you missed, and I just, it's great. It's amazing.
And then the last thing that, well, for TV, I was telling Steve off, like off air, is that I'm watching Altered Carbon. That Altered Carbon is fantastic. It's, if you like sci-fi, this is basically Blade Runner.
Okay.
Very like just like futuristic dystopia. It's fantastic. And then for movies, I haven't really seen anything in a while except for Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Yeah,
I want to see that. I almost bought it and then I put it down. It was like, no, I must wait.
It's terribly bad on purpose.
Oh, that's
because
great.
Because it's a reboot, and it pokes fun of itself constantly.
Well, that's
what Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back was also.
Yeah,
just like all of Kevin Smith's movies are just the exact same thing.
Oh yeah, 100%.
They all make fun of themselves throughout the entire fucking movie, and they're making fun of you for watching the fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. That's why the writing is so brilliant.
Yeah.
But whenever he steps out of his realm of Jay and Silent Bob, I feel like I don't enjoy his movies.
Yeah, I
you know, like I no.
I have a
The only one that was cringeworthy to me that I didn't really enjoy that much, but it was enjoyable in a way, but weird as fuck, was fucking Tusk.
I didn't see that.
Oh, it's weird.
You know, it's absolutely awful, and I couldn't watch it, and I tried to watch it three times. Jogenhoser with Yogan his Hoser. Daughter, and oh, Yogan God.
Hilarious.
Oh, I just couldn't.
The two Kevin Smith movies.
I have standards.
I have a love-hate relationship with Cop Out.
I don't consider that one even a Kevin Smith movie.
And I also, the only other one I've ever seen
a Die Hard movie.
Was a Red State.
Red State was fucking fantastic.
You know, I haven't seen that one.
I fucking love that movie. That's one of my favorite Kevin Smith movies because it's not a it is a Kevin Smith movie, but it doesn't feel like a Kevin Smith movie at all.
Because he basically went outside the box and did something completely different.
Completely different, which is what's so good about that movie. Because if you haven't seen it and you haven't read anything about it, just watch it. Don't look into it. Just sit down and watch it, and you'll be like, "What the fuck is going on?" And it's fucking insane, and it's fucking great.
Yep.
And I got to see it in theaters with him in the theater with me at Radio City back in the day.
Was he holding your hand?
No, he did hold my hand afterwards. But
did you man cry?
No, I did not.
Damn it! I would have. I almost cried talking to fucking Pee Wee Herman.
Dude, I've met him like three different times.
It felt like somebody was choking me.
Yeah, I've met him like three different times and I've enjoyed it every single time.
Ooh, that's what she said, I hope.
You know, right? Yeah, I hope so.
Title of Steve's the title of Steve's sex tape.
I hope so. Alex, what's good, man?
This has just been fun listening to while I was eating.
We figured we'd give ample time for you to finish your snack.
Yeah.
Well, technically dinner, whatever. Oh man, Brian, welcome back, dude. It's been too long.
Thank you. Yes, it has.
And then Franny, it just seems like for whatever reason she comes on, comes off, comes on, comes off. Right. So, Ed, like, you know, welcome back too.
Thank you.
She just had to show up on the episode that I return on to, like,
cut down my tears. It takes away from the impact. Brian's back, so it's Franny. Fuck! But it was actually, I had a very short work week because I had vacation time that I had to use before I lose it. So I decided to take off a few days from work, but I did it in the most inopportune time because they didn't offer me the whole week. So I did it for Tuesday and Wednesday to go. Felt so weird. But in the process of, the process of that, I did get a good amount of rest. I actually worked on the first cut of the latest script for the webcomic.
Nice.
Yes. Which I'm reading through still. That's a long-ass fucking script.
It's funny because it's in the past. If you remember that.
I know. I remember.
Remember?
Say that one more time. Yes, you were breaking up.
The other that I actually, since I had the time, off, I actually did something responsible and I went to the doctor to make sure everything's okay.
Good.
So things are going all right. The only thing that kind of sucks is that I still feel they drew blood and they gave me like a bunch of different shots, so my arms still feel kind of sore, but whatever. Right. You know, I'm up to date with all this stuff or whatever the hell. And, it's kind of funny because even though it's not much or whatever, like they drop a few pounds. I was like, yay, go me.
Oh, congratulations, Alex.
Awesome.
Yeah. Even though it's not much or whatever, but, I'm not at 300 anymore. I'm at 296.
Nice.
I'm still fat.
You're less fat. You're moving forward in. I got nothing.
I was gonna say he's like Cartman. He's not fat. He's big boned.
Yeah, exactly.
You're becoming fluffy, not fat.
Mm-hmm. Best of people.
As long as I don't become damn. Oh hell no.
Oh,
like we can get into the whole fluffy jokes or whatever, but whatever the hell. It's like, nah, let's just continue on. So health wise or whatever, it seems like everything's okay. So I'm good on that. And
good.
Now I'm just waiting for Mr. Steven here to send me the thing back so I can actually work on the latest issue so we can put something up soon. Because I wanted to do it by, if you remember, I wanted to try to do this by the end of January, but a lot of personal stuff came up and I couldn't work on it.
It's all motherfucking good. I got you, B. Got you, son.
Yeah. And then the other good thing is, since I had the time too, I finally finished watching Big Mouth. So I'm up to date with Big Mouth.
Three seasons.
Okay.
Yeah, three seasons.
I still haven't watched that shit either.
Yeah.
Big Mouth was great.
Well, I've seen the first season. I haven't seen the third one yet.
Yeah, well, I love how they left it off for like the whatever next season's supposed to be. Like a lot of stuff has happened and it seems like they're gonna change direction. I mean, it's gonna still stay the same cartoon, but it's gonna seem like okay, so now they because you can think only but so much when it comes to the stories, but because of what happened, right? It's just like they threw you a curveball, like, oh, okay. I can, I look forward to seeing what's going to come up. And like everyone else, I did, even I mentioned it already, I finished watching Crisis. And, I will say this. The one scene that really made me happy And it's spoilers. Was the part where Lex kind of like took over from Superman? So it's like, oh, we get rid of Superman? Yes. But I mean, I like how they, you know, because I think we talked about it in the past, outside the podcast, Steve, that it's just like, how are they, like, you know, even though everyone's from different Earths, right? How are they going to try to bring it all together other than, you know, crossovers? And right. They did it.
Yeah. They did do that. Yeah. They did a pretty good job with it because now technically everything is under the one big universe instead of just being like all over the fucking place. But we just got to see how it's going to work with all the other DC universe shows as well. Mm-hmm. But technically they're not in the same universe, but I don't know. We'll see.
I think it was great that they finally brought Black Lightning into it.
Yes.
I thought they did him dirty. Like, I don't know.
His role was very short.
Yeah.
Just like,
and
these are all characters that have actually had some type of basis within the same universe. Because mm-hmm. even Batwoman was in the previous crossover as well. But Black Lightning hasn't been in anything until now, and he had no idea who anybody was.
Right.
So for them to introduce him to be a major character was something that was like, I don't know how that's gonna work out. So
yeah,
just having him for a little bit helping out in the way that he did works.
And especially like if you remember when Black Lightning aired, like the pilot, people didn't know what to think. They mm-hmm. didn't know how the show was gonna go. They thought it was gonna be like, oh, it's gonna be like that. You know, of course we're gonna throw the race thing into it and the politics behind it. Sure, the writing had that in there, but with great reason, and it was so well scripted that it drew me, and I'm like, okay, I need to watch and see what's next. I need to watch and see what's next. Now I'm like, I need to catch up. mm-hmm. It's fantastic, and I really want to see more crossover between him with him and Barry.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
Like that one line,
the interaction. Like, well, the interaction between them was actually really, really good, and it kind of makes me look forward to see what they, you know, how they're going to develop, you know, within time with either future episodes of The Flash or Black Lightning mm-hmm. or whatever next crossover.
Because like when Barry and Jefferson were having like that moment of like back and forth in at Star Labs, and Jefferson's just like, "I'm from Freeland." I'm like, "Yes."
Yeah.
That was just so well delivered, that line.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just really, really well done. And, you know, it's, I'm grateful that they, one, kept that show on. And mm-hmm. I hope it lasts as long as these other shows have. And I also, and two, it's like, I want to see him in more crossovers, whether it be cameo appearances or another, you know, crisis-like crossover.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because I think the next big thing for Black Lightning is going to be the whole fucking the Outsiders, because they're already building the Outsider team. So seeing what's going to happen with the Outsider team for Black Lightning, seeing if that's going to interfere within the whole universe, it's mm-hmm. going to be kind of interesting. It's going to be cool.
And I wish they saved John Cryer for an actual Superman movie because he was awesome, and I feel that his epic talents were kind of like, you know, splurged and wasted on a TV show. I want to see him on a big screen being a fucking badass. So
this is the first.
That goes. That is my comment there.
Him as Lex was probably one of his greatest roles since like
Ducky.
Yeah, I was going to say something in that era because I wasn't a fan of 2.5 Men.
I thought it was.
I enjoyed it in the beginning.
I thought it was really funny, and then they should have just let it die, but, you know.
Yeah. Before Ashton Kutcher came in.
Right. They should have just ended it with Charlie getting killed, and then that was it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I thought it was funny, because of John Cryer. His comedic timing, which is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Really, so I feel like he's an underappreciated actor, you know, and I would have loved to see him be Lex Luthor in an act. Like, I would love for them to do a fucking spin-off show about fucking John Cryer as Lex Luthor. I would tune in every fucking week to watch that shit.
Well, after
Crisis, and you guys know I do not like those TV shows.
After Crisis, he actually does continue with Supergirl. So he's
him when he becomes like who did he give himself to and it found out that he was tricking him?
In Crisis?
Damn it, No. In general, Lex Luthor teams up with another super being and
Darkseid.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They should make that storyline his spin-off TV show. Cause he's just awesome and I really don't want to watch Supergirl.
That's actually a really good show.
Supergirl got better. Like I feel like each season starts off kind of but you keep going and then you're like episode like 3 and you're like, oh, okay. That's how I feel Supergirl is.
Supergirl for what it's worth is technically literally like the comics. So like the first couple episodes are kind of shit and then like after that it gets really good. It gets really interesting. And it makes sense in the way that things are going. So it's worth it. It's worth the watch.
Nah, I'm good. Thank you though for the recommendation. I appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime. As far as what I've been watching, what I've been doing, one thing that I actually got this week that was pretty fucking interesting to me, it's something that I've been actually looking forward to for quite a while, and I kind of got some screwball whiskey, so some peanut butter whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did when you sent me that picture. I ordered it that second.
You what?
I ordered the peanut butter whiskey. The moment you hit me up with the picture and was like, uh-huh, this shit is tasty and it'll get you so lit. I was like, what?
Yeah, it will. It was
only $20.
Oh, that's awesome.
So like for shipping and everything, it came up to what you would pay for in the store. It came up to like $26.
Okay, that's the price that I paid for it.
But first I called my liquor store near me. Because I'm not an alcoholic. No, not at all. But I called to make sure
I had it. My number one.
And none of them had it.
Yeah, they went.
So I had to take the internet.
They went, no, Franny, not again, please.
No, because it's
no, that's too bougie. I'm too bougie for my neighborhood. My neighborhood does not have my beer. My neighborhood does not have my liquor.
So what you're saying is... To bring it back to earlier, you know, your coronavirus thing, it's like, just don't buy Corona and you'll be okay.
Yeah.
No?
Pretty much.
What? I'm sorry, I cut out. I just started drinking Corona.
I said stay away from Corona and you won't get the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Buy Miller really High Life instead.
That's like a really bad dad joke.
File.
Well, I'm practicing, Franny.
Yeah, but
okay?
that was bad. Like, I loved that show, but that was bad. So, you know, you need to watch more Bob's Burgers.
It was so bad.
I'm actually behind on that show, so yes.
I was watching it today.
Such a great cartoon. Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's been on a long fucking time at this point, too. What are they on, like, season 9?
Yes, it has been.
Oh, you know, I don't even know because I started all over again. I'm actually on like season 4, episode
8. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I started it all over because I finished it.
One of my favorite ones ever was the Goonies. With the, where Teddy drew out the map on the napkin and it turned out to be real.
Oh, yeah, the butts.
Uh-huh.
The butt and the three poops.
Yeah, that was great.
Bob's Burgers. Yeah.
Yeah, so peanut butter whiskey. Fuck yeah.
Yes.
It's delicious, apparently. I'll let you guys know too when I try it. I can't wait to try it though.
It's really good. It's a little on the sweet side, but it's got a lot of kick to it. And I could see
making some really killer cocktails with that, actually.
Oh yeah. From I was talking to one of the dudes that was actually like you.
Like and, a drunk, no, a wine store guy, a liquor store guy.
Yeah, liquor store guy, and he was just like, "Yo, like you could make like a peanut butter and jelly fucking cocktail." I was like, "Oh my god, that sounds amazing!" But then I was like, "No, I can't do all that because that's just a lot of fucking sugar."
You could probably mix that with.
Steve says, "I don't want to be like my friend, diabetic."
Yeah, basically.
Oh, Diabito from Family Guy. Mama, can I have cookie? No, Diabito. Remember that one?
No.
I'll send you guys the link on that. it's like an old Family Guy. I could probably see, I mean, I'm no bartender, but like you could probably make a nice cocktail with that and Mr. Black coffee liqueur.
Yeah, I heard that could be a good one. I also heard that something with schnapps or some shit. I don't know. Yo,
if you think Screwball is good to like get lit, dude, Mr. Black, you're drinking cold brew vodka.
Cold brew vodka? Really?
Yeah, it's not like artificial. It's legit cold brew and infused into the vodka.
Interesting.
Yeah. We have it at the store.
Of course you do.
Of course I do.
But it's okay, yeah. So yeah, Screwball is pretty awesome. Check that shit out. Another thing that I did this week, I actually watched a couple things. I watched Parasite, which is fucking good. It is, well, actually, I saw like about 45% of, 75% of Parasite. And from what I saw, it's fucking fantastic. I was like, ooh, I gotta finish watching this because it's really fucking good.
And it's up for Best Picture, right?
And it is up for Best Picture. It's fucking insane. It's an insane story.
Subtitle?
Yeah, of course. It's fucking Korean. But just like most Korean flicks, it's absolutely fucking bonkers. And it's definitely worth to watch.
Good to know.
Hell yeah. I mean, just make sure, just get your reading glasses on because there's a lot of reading, but it's worth it.
Multiple people have told me this before you mentioned it, so that's good to know. And now I really do want to watch it.
Yeah. Definitely give it a watch. It's definitely worth it. It's really twisted. Just like most Korean flicks. and then another thing that I watched was, I watched that actually before coming on here. I watched Honey Boy, because that's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, nice. I wanted to see that.
That's actually pretty damn good, too. It's a very...
It's the Shia LaBeouf story, right?
Yes, the Shia LaBeouf story.
He wrote that in therapy.
Mm-hmm. And it has a lot to do with therapy as well. And it's actually a pretty good fucking flick. I enjoyed the fuck out of it. I really, really did, because it's one of those like kind of coming away of age stories in a way, okay. But not, because it's also like him dealing with his past and all this other shit. So it's actually pretty cool. It's a really good movie. I enjoyed it. I'd watch it again. And you can watch it on Amazon Prime. So that's always a good thing too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can click on the link at some of the innercitygeeks.net and get a free month of Prime. Then you can watch Honey Boy. Fuck yeah. And yeah, new shit, new musics, new bunch of shit. And I guess we're going to get into some shit, some geek shit for this week.
Yay, geek shit.
Other than the shit that we've been talking about for the last like 30 minutes or so. we're all fans of Jaws. And Universal's planning on doing a remake of the classic Jaws.
Leave it alone.
Yeah, leave it alone. We don't need it. But Spielberg is behind it. He is working on producing, but he has
means nothing. It will still suck balls.
But he has like no interest in directing. He's like, fuck this. I do not want to direct this again.
Well, it's like we already had a remake of that in the 90s. It was made for TV. It was called Beast by Peter Benchley. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Starring CSI Grissom.
There's also the fucking The Meg, which is something that's literally almost the exact
same thing. Really liked Mega. The Mega, yeah. Right? The Meg. Was it Meg?
The Meg.
The movie with the big giant the big prehistoric shark, right?
Yeah,
yeah. The megalodon. And it has the guy for Transporter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. That was great.
Yeah, that was cool.
This movie's not going to be that fun. It's going to be awful. It's going to be absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
It won't even be B-rated fun either. It's just going to be lame. So lame.
Yeah, so lame. Oh, so lame. Well, just like most things that are coming out of Universal lately, like a lot of the shit has kind of been kind of whack.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been a lot of good Universal shit in general, so just gotta wait and see. They haven't really set anything in stone as far as like who's gonna do what or what's gonna happen, but it is a complete reboot of the whole Jaws franchise, if that's what you want to call it. So yeah. That's going to happen sometime next week, next year, or the next 2 years, or the next 3 years, or whenever the fuck they decide to do it. Some other shit that came out, which is kind of interesting but kind of sad at the same time, is Indiana Jones 5.
Oh, sweet Lord. No.
Yeah.
It's like the announcement of Lethal Weapon.
Indiana Jones 5.
This is awful.
Yeah.
Look what you did, LucasArts. You made Franny cry. How dare you?
This is not a reboot. This is actually a continuation of the whole fucking Indiana Jones story.
Stop.
And of course, he's old as fuck.
We're aliens.
Like,
we're going to see him get bent over the pinball machine again.
Are we gonna watch him escape a nuclear blast in a via like a fridge?
Aliens.
It's sad. It is very sad. Like, why?
End of the world, man. We're gonna be known for awful movies.
Well, hopefully the coronavirus gets us and we don't have to watch it.
No, with our luck, we're not going to die from a virus. We're going to die from the dumbing down of society, like in Idiocracy.
That's our
fate. Yeah.
Which is now a documentary, actually.
Look at that.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Oh, God, I think I'm going to vomit.
At least mute yourself. Jeez.
I'm sorry. I didn't think it was going to happen, and then it just came out. Continue, Steve. I'm so sorry. That's what bad movies do to me. They physically make me ill.
Yeah, so Kathleen Kennedy, the lady behind the new Star Wars stuff as well. She told BBC this week or whatever, basically saying that we are working away and getting the script where we want it to be, and they will be ready to go. And Harrison Ford is involved, and it is not a reboot; it's a continuation, and he cannot wait, and he is absolutely up for it. So hopefully, he will just be in a wheelchair and he will be mute. So he won't have to say anything because we don't want to have subtitles when he speaks.
No.
Yeah. But yes. But yeah.
Out of this is going to be the missed message of him trying to get his tapioca pudding.
Yes. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Nurse, I asked for tapioca, not rice.
But it's dinner time. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck this movie. I love the series, but
I love the first three. I love the trilogy. That, you know, I don't know why they need to make a 5. 4 never happened.
Yeah, but who knows? He might actually bring Shia LaBeouf back. He's actually like a decent actor now.
Yeah, he is.
He was in Honey Boy. Honey Boy was actually pretty dope. So.
Like, you could be the greatest actor in the world and be given the most dirt shit script, okay, and act your ass off and be great in those scenes that were good, hence, you know, the last Star Wars movie, but it's still a crappy story with shitty editing, bad direction, holes all over the place. You could be great.
Are you talking about Indiana Jones right now, or are you talking about Star Wars?
Talking about, you know, it could be another Star Wars.
Well, for the record, I haven't seen Star Wars 9 yet.
Well, I'm so glad I left it very vague.
Okay. I mean, I know certain things because fucking Screen Rant spoiled shit. Just when I'm scrolling through Facebook, I'm like, oh, thank you. I didn't see it yet.
Please don't scroll Facebook. Yeah, so that's happening.
It's almost like Mario spoiling fucking Crisis.
Why are you not surprised?
Oh my god.
He spoils everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love him, but he spoils everything. He's a major spoiler.
We need to make a t-shirt for him.
Uh-huh.
Major spoiler. I spoil.
Yeah, warning, I plots. Spoil things.
So, and speaking of Idiocracy, Death Note. Death Note is not just a TV show, but it's also a manga, right?
Yeah.
This week, they actually released a one-shot, which is really interesting because it's a one shot in which the president of the United States gets a hold of the Death Note.
You know, I thought that was a meme. I thought that was a joke. I thought that was like somebody drew it. Like, you know,
well, somebody did draw it.
But it's an actual manga, though.
Yes, it's actually
like it's a story. It's a legit story. It's not like some fan was like, "Oh, hey, let me just put him in, you know, one page." And
it's from the actual creators. Yeah, the actual creators of Death Note made this, but it's not the entire thing. It's only in a part of it, and yeah. It's actually a thing. But the good thing is that you don't have to pay for it. It is for free online, so you can find it and read it if you want to. But yeah, that was fucking weird. Why would they do that? Of course, it's going to be to fuck people's brains up because, you know, that's what people do. They're trolling everybody. So yeah, that's interesting.
I am the greatest in Death Note writing. I swear.
I'm that one. Wait, does it count if he spells your name wrong?
Right?
I wrote everybody's name in crayon with a backwards R.
I read the best Death Notes, the best Death Notes ever. Yeah.
I am amazing at Death Note writing.
Mm-hmm.
The absolute greatest.
Yeah, but
why does everyone laugh at me thinking I'm taking me seriously? Ryuk, take your lives. I'm the president. Do it.
I tell you to do it, so you do it for me. You motherfucker.
Do it. Do it for the Kansas City Chiefs, for the great state of Kansas.
Now you're fired.
You're fired.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not a great Shikigami.
What?
Shikigami.
What did you say? What did you say, Mr. President?
Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump. The word is Shikigami. That's what I said. Mr. Trump is Shikigami. That's what I said. Shikigami.
Shikigami. Yeah. I think that's going to be the episode title.
Shikigami. Copyright KT 2020. There, I took it from you. Now you have to buy it from me because I'm the greatest.
Oh my god.
How do you spell that?
We have correct. I write with crayons still, with backwards R's.
But crayons? No, just orange.
Yeah, just orange. That's all we need is just orange. Right. Some other news is actually really fucking exciting that I'm very excited to talk about is actually Doctor Strange 2 is in
yes! Yes, yes, yes.
Yay!
Director of the former Spider-Man movies.
The originators of the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a horror. I'm more excited because it's him, and it's supposed to be more horror-based. Mm-hmm. And this is the motherfucker that brought you Evil Dead, dragged me to hell. Mm-hmm. Like, this is going... Oh, if it happens,
this is going to be dope. Uh-oh.
Ooh, so if Sam Raimi does... like, does direct Doctor Strange 2? Could we get Ted Raimi to reprise his role from The Bugle?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You know the car's going to be in there. You know Bruce Campbell's going to have a cameo. Yes.
Oh, I can't wait. like, I can't wait to see, like, if Sam Raimi does direct Doctor Strange 2, I really can't wait to see what character Bruce Campbell plays.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Oh, man.
But, you know, honestly... Right? I would want to see Bruce Campbell and all the other Marvel movies from now on anyway, because I want to see him as, like, fucking Stan Lee. He's the replacement Stan Lee from now on.
I thought it was supposed to be Deadpool.
Yeah.
That would have been funny in concept because of the fourth wall break, but I'm actually agreeing with Steve on this. It's like, Bruce Campbell is a cherished icon, and in Spider-Man, what was he? So he was the snooty usher. No, I'm sorry. In the first one, he was a wrestling promoter.
Yeah, he was the announcer.
The announcer, then the snooty... snooty usher was one, two or three?
Two. He was the snooty usher. I don't remember because three was awful. I only watched it once.
You know how terrible three was? Even the action figures, like, just... They downgraded... They went from like, they went from like,
They look like McDonald's figures.
Basically, they went from like 6-inch to like 4.5. They lost articulation, barely except of any accessories.
The Venom one says, "Don't you laugh at it."
Then keep your pants on.
That's when Topher Grace goes, "We are insecure." and
we are figure came with, tonight.
Yeah, you know. So every figure. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay.
Please forgive me.
I looked it up. He was the maitre d' in the French restaurant.
Oh, okay.
At the botched proposal.
Okay.
That's right. I just remember
all of Spider-Man 3.
Right. I just remember the dancing because that was the only thing I liked. Because it was just like the only
this podcast.
You gotta go fuck out this podcast. Alex, you gotta be like Vince now. You gotta go, "You're fired."
Freddy.
You're fired.
You're fired. And then you hear, "That's right. Get rebuked by Shiki Gabby."
Oh, you made me spill my water.
In other words, that's she pissed fine. Herself.
I live my life anyway.
I pissed myself.
Pissed yourself. That's what you meant by "you spilled your water." That's the truth.
My water broke.
Oh. Wom, bom, bom, bom.
Oh, shit.
Yes. So, Sam Raimi, hopefully... Hopefully, will become the director for Doctor Strange 2.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Yes. So that's going to be pretty awesome.
I'd be so happy.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Spider-Man.
You made Franny so happy that she wet herself. I mean.
I got excited in my pants.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
Campbell.
That's how you know it's a good movie announcement. I have hope.
Speaking of Spider-Man and the Spider-Man universe, we got news that Kraven the Hunter is actually happening, which is the Kraven Hunter spinoff. of, you know, the Spider-Man movies or whatever, just like Morbius is happening within the next few months or whatever. They are working on Kraven the Hunter. They already have a story or whatever, supposedly. But at the moment, they are looking to cast somebody as Kraven himself. So I'm kind of excited to see who they're going to bring into this. Who would you guys want to see as the super smart as Kraven for them?
It's a good question. I mean, you have to cast somebody big.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, would you be okay in? I mean, we're all okay with any casting choice, but Terry Crews. If you wanted to go and, you know, make it diverse.
Yeah, just make it diverse. Just add a black guy. Sure.
But you know what I mean? Because he's the size and we know he can act.
What about Tom Hardy?
No.
Well, Tom Hardy's already doing Venom.
And that's all part of this same universe.
Oh. Mm. I didn't see Venom, so I forget that he was Venom.
Venom was actually, it wasn't terrible.
It's okay. It's all right.
It was a good watch it on the fire stick like I did kind of movie.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a good time killer.
Yeah. It's an okay time killer. Like if you just want to have it in the background while you're like scrolling through like Instagram or something, yeah, you could watch it.
Hey, Brian, I don't know if you would agree with me, just because of the look, I would say even though he's not an actor, you get Bobby Fish to play Kraven the Hunter.
Huh.
He kind of has that look. He's one of the dudes from the Undisputed Era or whatever. He's a dude with like the mustache and everything like that. So he kind of has that Kraven face look.
Okay. See, I wouldn't mind seeing somebody from the wrestling world as well, but from like AEW right now, I wouldn't mind seeing fucking what's his face? Fucking the dude that has the patch on his face right now.
Oh, Moxley.
Yeah, Moxley. I wouldn't mind seeing John Moxley as Kraven. He's pretty dope. He's got a pretty. Pretty good.
I mean, if we're gonna
roll right now,
if we're gonna put,
you know what?
Yeah,
I was gonna be joking around. If Raimi's gonna do this, then we're gonna go with the whole Spider-Man D3 thing.
Make that.
We could do Marco stunt at Kraven the Hunter.
You know, if you're gonna do a wrestler, I can kind of see MJF pulling that off. I mean, I know he's younger, but
he's an asshole too. Fuck MJF. I know that's just his character, but his character just really fucking despises me.
I'm trying to see,
because you can't use like established people like that, because even though it's technically part of the MCU, kind of not really. That you'd have been like, you could get someone big like a Batista to, you know, to do the Kraven thing, but then it's like, nope, he's Drax.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm stumped. I don't know who they would pick.
Or they could just go with somebody completely unknown, which wouldn't be bad at all. Like, I wouldn't mind that.
No, it wouldn't be bad at all.
Have like some kind of fucking, like, of course, he's going to be kind of like a fucking like a South African dude or whatever, kind of like a white African dude, which is gonna be interesting, but like a super brolic ass dude that's fucking like kind of like fucking what's his face?
I have the dumbest idea, but just because he's a mustache dude. You know, we can do CGI muscles on him. We get Kevin.
Yeah, that works, I guess. But he'd just be trying to be funny the whole time.
Yeah.
Kind of defeating the purpose of Spider-Man at that point. Like, what the fuck? That's what Spider-Man's supposed to be doing.
You know what? Fuck it. You know what you do? And I think Brian would agree. We should get Chris Jericho.
Yeah, he's actually a pretty good bad guy.
Yeah, he was actually in reboot.
Yeah, he was gonna reboot too.
Oh man. Now just thinking right now, they just have that one scene in the movie, like, you know, after he gets Spider-Man, we gotta celebrate with a little bit of bubbly.
No, like, I don't know who I would get. Like, I'm gonna think on this, and I'll bring it up in a future episode or something. Or
I mean, like, honestly, if you really only get like someone that has somewhat of a name and they haven't been in a movie like that yet, maybe you could get someone like a Jason Statham.
No, Jason Statham's too big for this.
Yeah,
because he's done a lot of good shit. Not even like a lot of shit in general. He's done a lot of good movies. A lot of big movies as well. Like a lot of movies that's made a lot of money. Like a shit ton of fucking money.
Like Crank. I was just thinking like.
Yeah, like Crank 2, exactly.
You know, he wanted to actually do a 3.
I wouldn't mind seeing a Crank 3.
I mean, they were terribly bad, but for all the right reasons.
Yeah, just like the first, just like Crank and Crank 2. Mm-hmm.
Crank 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. No, but I wouldn't mind saying something like that, but I don't know who exactly. Oh, you know who they could actually do? Fucking Clint Eastwood's son.
Okay.
He was in the the last two Fast and the Furious movies or whatever. He's actually a pretty good actor, so I wouldn't mind seeing him as Kraven. It'd be interesting.
So, to bring up Fast and Furious, what do you guys think of the trailer for 9?
It's pretty cool.
We
spoke about it on the last
episode. I didn't see the trailer. I'm kind of over Fast and the Furious. It's starting to become ridiculous.
I never watched 8 because, like, I was, you know, like, I was like, okay, Paul is dead. Like, this is over for me.
Right. I had the same mentality. I saw the last movie that he was in. I don't even remember what number that was. Which one was that?
7 when he died.
Yeah, that was the last one I saw. And I was happy with that.
But, like, I mean, 8 looked ridiculous. And then Hobbs and Shaw was supposed to be really good, right? You saw it?
It is, yes.
And now I'm watching the trailer for 9. 9 has that F6 vibe to it.
It's just absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, and I mean, the returning and then character. And
they're debunking. Yeah, exactly. Like I said in the last episode, they're fucking going back with fucking Han. They're bringing back Han.
Which is amazing. It's not a fucking spoiler,
it's in the fucking trailer. So, like, right. Shut the fuck up, bitches, if you don't fucking get it. But yeah, it's fucking happening. Like, they're bringing back Han. How the fuck are they going to do this shit?
That's what I told you from the last episode. Multiverse.
Yeah.
Remember, Deadpool went back and changed the timeline.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
the butterfly effect.
A theory that I watched online about it basically said, like, if you look at the trailer, everybody's in shock except for Letty, who's smiling. So maybe she had something to do with it.
How the fuck did she know who he is?
I don't know. It's the Fast Saga.
The script said so. The script said so.
She's probably smiling about some other shit. She's like, I took a good shit that I'm smiling now.
But you know, it's like, I don't know. It's the Fast Saga. It doesn't make sense and doesn't have to.
Remember when it did?
Fuck you and your logic.
The first one was really nice. It was a basic story about a boy liking a girl who was an undercover cop, and you know he fell in love.
Was all about family. It's all about family.
And there were pretty cars, and there was a lot of 40s, like the good old days.
I remember.
You remember?
Remember when
they had Lance Hendrickson?
Remember? Remember when the Toretto gang was stealing DVD players and VCRs?
Mm-hmm. Right? And headphones?
Right? And then,
and then Vin Diesel came back as the return of Xander Cruz.
You remember? You remember?
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how we're gonna mix everything, and it's gonna become a better Fast movie.
And remember when
and now they want to split like Fast 10 into two movies because like, come on, this is insane.
Remember when Dwayne Johnson had a giant gorilla buddy named George?
That movie was so bad.
Dude, it was so bad. It was great. That ending when you thought that, well, spoilers, when you thought that he died, and then when The Rock had the female friend and he's just like the big giant gorilla, you know, doing the get it on, you know, hand gesture.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that right there is Fast 10.
I watched in 2018, I told you guys I spoke about this on the show, I'm sure, but like on the flight to San Francisco in November, I watched Rampage, and it just so happened to be on the flight back, they were showing Skyscraper. You know, basically not Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
I tried watching Skyscraper with my mom, and my mom threw a fit. She was like, what is this? The crippled version of Die Hard? Turn this shit off.
Yeah, that's exactly what it fucking is.
Campbell. It's like Nev Campbell. Nobody cares.
That movie's awful.
It's terrible. That's why they're both bad. That's why I'm happy I got to see them on a plane. Where, you know, I really, if you think about it, I spent $300 to go see it.
Ugh.
You better ask for a refund, my friend.
I'm really curious to see what's on the flight this week.
Oh my God. And goes after he watches that movie, he goes, what's the next movie? In Final Destination. Just like he's pretend that this is really happening after I watch Rampage.
No! Oh my God. I would have a panic attack.
And then in his imagination, as everything's going on or whatever, he's in the air flying, it's plumbing to his death. Better than Rampage.
So, on the subject of horror films that Alex clearly brought up, did you guys see the trailer for Spiral?
Yeah, that was actually going to be the next piece because we were still talking about one other thing, but okay. Yeah, let's go into Spiral.
Jesus Christ. Brian's jumping ahead. It's cool, though.
Well, I forgot how this thing works. It's been like forever.
Yeah, it's
been a while.
Yeah, so that was the next point, which was fucking Spiral, which is a spinoff of, well, kind of a spinoff, but not really, of the Saw series. And it looks pretty fucking cool. It stars these motherfucking planes, these motherfucking snakes on the motherfucking plane. Fucking Samuel L. Jackson. No, I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to say motherfucker.
Yes, it's Nick Fury. And it stars that dude from fucking Grown Ups and Grown Ups
2. Yeah. It stars them.
What? I'm not wrong.
No, you're not, but yeah.
But
I think of Grown Ups, I think of the whole cast. So it's like, if you don't see the trailer, who are you talking about?
This trailer looks actually pretty fucking cool. I am excited.
It really does.
It does. It really, really does. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, like, because even though it's like a spinoff / reboot remake, it's really not.
It's not a reboot.
So is it a remake?
It's in the same universe.
Or is it just a straight up?
No, it's in the same universe.
Standalone thing.
Yeah, it's its own story. And the thing that I like about it is that the director is the director from the first two.
And he's from the co-writer from the original.
He's the co-creator of Saw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's a reboot.
No, it's not a reboot.
It's a spin-off. is it a spin-off sequel? Speakwell?
No, it's a spinning saw blade.
Oh, exactly. It's a spiral. That's what it is.
We're coming up with new labels for what a remake of a spin-off of an inspired by movie is. Is it a soft reboot? Is it a remake? Is it a prequel? Is it that's crazy.
It's a prequel of a prequel.
Yeah, it's a movie. Let's just say it's a movie based on a similar killer, I think.
It's a prequel.
It's a soft reboot.
Yeah, but this movie looks fucking cool.
Yeah,
it looks awesome.
Yeah,
like, I'm excited to see this because it's something we haven't seen. We haven't seen like this is a different type of horror. Of course, it's a lot of people consider it to be kind of like horror porn. The whole fucking
torture porn.
Yeah, that torture porn bullshit. but. I don't know. I hope it's not that, but
this, I hope it's a psychological,
right? Exactly.
Thriller with gore and violence, and I just hope it's as good as Dr. Sleep. I want to continue the good horror flow because there's been so many half-assed horror movies lately, and I'm rooting for this one because it looks really good from the trailer. It really does. It got my attention.
And if you go back a few episodes back, probably like about 2 months ago or so, we kind of read that Chris Rock wanted to do another Saw movie.
Uh-huh. And
now he's actually in another Saw movie. So it's actually going to be pretty interesting to see what's going to happen with this.
And I enjoyed
He is also the executive producer of it, too.
Which uh-huh.
I liked the Saw movies until they started to get really dilutedly bonkers, man, and like completely lost their place in their own narrative. Just went woo out the window.
Yeah.
For me, as a fanatic of the Saw series, I say up to number 4. You know, that was for me because if you really like, you know, even though it's been out for years already, spoilers, 3 and 4 happening around the same time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
I like that. I'm just saying, after 4, you didn't really have to do anything else. But right. I like the idea that they kept going with the whole, like, you know, getting into the whole story of why Jigsaw became Jigsaw. That I like.
So, Alex, as a fanatic, you have better memory than I do of the franchise. Was 4 the one where it was involving the cop who couldn't wait? It was all about patience was his test.
Yes.
Okay.
Because number 3 was the whole thing of what was it when the was it Donnie Wahlberg's detective Eric Matthews?
Yeah.
And then 4 was the thing with the whole patience thing, and then at the same time was also part of the story, if I remember correctly, was about the husband of the doctor, you know, the female doctor.
Right. She had the shotgun thing around her neck.
Yep.
Okay.
And if you want, and then after that, like, you know, they like I said, like, you know, after 4, they just kept trying to stretch it out, like, you know, like trying to go back somehow, and they did find a way. It wasn't great,
mm-hmm.
but I what I do like is I ultimately love just the whole idea of them showing the creativity of the traps. That's what I love.
Yes. That was always really good.
Yeah, so kept me going back to even watch a Saw movie was because I wanted to see the creative ways that they died and what the message was.
Like, yeah, well, friend was like, "Yay, murder!"
No,
murder with puzzles. No, murder Alex, with riddles, not just one murder.
More, Alex, one more question.
Every time, what?
Go ahead. I was going to ask. Which was the one where they there was like the glass cube where people can witness it?
That was the last one, the final chapter, the one that in the beginning where it was two guys and then it was the girlfriend in the middle, and it was just either one would die, the other would die, or if they, you know, if they saved their own lives or whatever, if they killed her.
Right.
That's when they found out that she was a cheater. And, you know, she
and
was
they
like,
killed
you know,
her. They solder yep. in half. Yeah.
That's when you come out, Noah, like, traveling, you know, whatever.
I didn't want to see that one.
The last one I did like, though, it was a nice closeout, but I never saw a Jigsaw.
It's not bad. Like, I liked it, but
okay,
you really have to pay attention to it because you get kind of lost in certain parts.
Okay.
Like, you know, it's not boring per se, but it's just they keep, well, I have to kind of spoil it. They're like, you know, it's, you find out that all that's happening in the past.
Okay. So it's a prequel.
Yes. Unofficially, yes.
Got it.
Like, well, yes and no, because they show a lot of stuff, and it's the ending of that one. Like, I love the trap at the end of that one.
Got it.
So if you want to watch something, you know, like with any song, you want to watch something like, you know, nice and bloody and violent, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun. Yay, gratuitous violence.
Oh. Yay. Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm excited for Spiral. So,
well, you know what I also liked about the trailer, that what? You don't really get to see the, like, they kind of hint that of a puppet, but you don't really see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was just like, oh, they're like, are we gonna bring back Billy? And then like, and, I don't know.
And the throwback to Chris Rock being cuffed, and there's a saw.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what I also did was I looked at the, you know, to see who's in the movie thus far that they know, and mm-hmm. no Tobin Bell. So I was just kind of like, okay, like, you know, like maybe this could be something. But I was just like, it'll be kind of funny, like, you just trying to throw him in there because, you know, he is Jigsaw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like we said, it isn't necessarily like a sequel or anything. It is its own thing. So it could just be like a fucking like a copycat or something.
Right, because you figure he had followers.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. Remember, they what was it? The final chapter, you found out, like, you know, at the end, that there are at least three individuals. One was Dr. Gordon, and mm-hmm. he was, you know, then there were like at least two others with him, two or three others. So, and then you find out in Jigsaw of one of the others.
Right.
Well, kind of, like, you know what I mean? Like, so, it's not bad, dude. I mean, like I said, I do love the series in general. It's just, I just think after four, we could have left it at that.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but I'm excited for it. I want to see it. I can't wait.
Dude, I can't wait either. What is it, May 15th?
Yep.
Yeah.
And if you really think about it, it's May 15, 20, so 2020.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, 5 plus 15 is 20. And
yeah, I know. I get the math.
We get it.
Yeah. It's like, stop it with your fucking math magics.
Yeah, mathematics, exactly. Yeah, so that, I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this fucking week. I don't got anything else. You guys had anything for this week?
No, I'm...
I think that's about it.
What you got, Brandon? What you got,
Brandon? okay, is it so a happy rant is something I'm excited about.
She's been ranting this entire episode too. So,
yeah. Ranting this question is advised.
What are you talking about? These are just picking on me now. Okay.
It started with Indiana Jones.
And then stopped at around Doctor Strange, right? So you guys know that Elijah Wood likes horror movies. Have you guys seen him in Maniac?
Right. Yes. You did talk about this, yeah.
That was really, really good. So Elijah Wood right now is trying to get his hands on the Nightmare on Elm Street rights because he wants to do a Freddy Krueger Nightmare on Elm Street movie. I said boobie. Movie. So I'm really excited about that because I really loved his Maniac. His remake on that was really, really good. And I'm really excited if he can get his hands on the franchise because he might actually be able to, like, revive it, you know? Mm-hmm. And if he could get Robert Englund on board, that would also be fucking epically amazing. So there's that.
Well, yeah, it's not doing anything anyway.
Right, it's just sitting there collecting dust right now. So hopefully he could get his hands on that. And also, something I found really interesting, Ron Perlman, Pee Wee Herman, wants to do another Pee Wee Herman movie, but he wants to make it...
Did you say Ron Perlman?
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine whatever Hellboy is going to be Pee Wee Herman.
Oh my God,
that'd be so hilarious or whatever. And then that's Paul Reubens come out of nowhere. Like, you know, I'm only Pee Wee.
Oh my God, that's a terrible slip up. Oh my Jesus. I'm going to hell. Anyway.
Granny, I thought you were a fan.
Right? I am.
I know you are, but what am I? Hellboy.
So anyway, Paul Reubens is planning on doing a new Pee Wee Herman movie, but he wants it to be dark. He wants it to be a dark Pee Wee Herman movie. So I don't know how I feel about that.
He wants to go back to his HBO roots?
No, he wants it to be like a scary type of Pee Wee Herman adventure. He wants it to be dark and scary. So maybe Large Marge is coming back.
I can see right now, whatever. You finally find out why he's a big man child. When I was a kid, I was touched.
No! So I don't know. Okay. The secret word is no! There really isn't much on it, but he did say that that's what he wants to do after his tour. He wants to start working on a dark Pee Wee Herman movie.
Yeah, just bring back fucking Rob Zombie and do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember Rob Zombie did, you know, was the background designer for Pee Wee's Playhouse, so.
Mm-hmm. He was? I didn't know that.
Wow. Yes. That's how Rob Zombie got his start.
Mm. That's why everything looks so crazy.
But it's bright and colorful. Well, no, but I don't want Shirley Moon to be in Pee-wee's movie.
Shirley Moon Zombie.
I don't know. I haven't been crazy about Rob Zombie's latest movies. I haven't seen From Hell yet, or The Three From Hell. I haven't seen that one yet. But one more thing.
I want to watch that.
You guys seen Turbo Kid? Have any of you seen that movie?
Nope.
Turbo Kid? No?
Nope.
Damn it. It's a really good post end of the world movie.
Apocalyptic?
Yes, there we go. My brain is not working right now. And it's kind of like Mad Max concept. There's gangs, there's cannibals, and this young kid finds himself a friend that you later on find out she's a robot. She was a AI that was made to be your friend that ended up getting discarded in the trash, and she found him while she was roaming around, and they became friends. And I don't want to give everything away because it's really good. but pretty much that's it. And they're making a part two. And they're saying that the part two is supposed to be more like a Road Warriors style kind of sequel.
Well, that's interesting.
So okay. I'm pretty excited about that.
Sweet.
Yeah. That's all I got. And that's it.
Awesome. Thank you, Franny.
Way to go.
Welcome. That last spot it was awful, but thank you so much for your support. And I'm really excited about that stuff. But you guys should check out Turbo Kid. I promise next time I'll be more informed on the plot. I haven't seen it in a while.
Okay. That's fair.
But that was just the vague strokes of what the movie's about. But I love Mad Max. So to know that they're going in a Road Warrior kind of direction for the second one has me pretty excited.
Most definitely. It definitely sounds exciting.
So,
yeah, hell yeah. Can't wait to check that shit out. So, I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week. So, make sure you guys go to innercitygeeks.net. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We also have Brian 2J Presents.
And now a .com.
Yeah, and now a .com as well. Yeah, so we got that. So we also have Comics Cosabor, Manga Time, Anime World, the Inner City Geeks webcomic. Coming soon, It's Popping with Franny the Fangirl.
Yes.
Yay!
New episodes of The Bonus Round. New episodes of fucking a bunch of shit.
See, my brain is not the only one glitching out now at the end.
Yeah, no, you're not the only one.
And stuff.
Yeah, just check out InnerCityGeeks.net. We have a whole bunch of shit there. We have all the shows. The Turntable's not going to be back yet, but it'll be back soon, sometime probably in the summer. First Watch is the one I was thinking about. Yeah, that one. That should be back soon, sometime, eventually. But yeah, we got a whole bunch of shit there, so make sure you go check out InnerCityGeeks.net. Also, on this page, you will find links to a bunch of different places that you can go to. It's pretty awesome. Like I mentioned earlier, you check out Amazon.com. That's on there. You can buy some shit through that link, or you can actually get your first month free of Amazon Prime. So do that, and you can watch fucking Honey Boy on there that I watched, like I said earlier, and it's pretty dope. You can also watch a bunch of other shit that's on there. So, like, why the fuck not? Take advantage of the free shit.
And buy some pop.
Yeah, buy some pop. Yeah. Yeah, so check that out. Then you can go to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a place that sells a whole bunch of cool shirts and hats and hoodies and fucking sweaters and all the awesome shit, as well as Steam passes for your gaming pleasures on the computers and shit. They have discounted ones on there, so it's pretty fucking dope. So you can get some shit for a cheap-ass price. And then on top of that, you can get 15% off when you type in code InnerCityGeeks at checkout. So like I said, InnerCityGeeks.com, InnerCityGeeks on the InnerCityGeeks website, InnerCityGeeks.net. So make sure you do that on SoSickClothing.co. Then you can also find a link to Cushly.com. We can find some CBD stuff that'll help you out with your anxieties and your pains and all the other shit that you need. So like if you have a headache or you want to fucking whatever the fuck, take the CBD stuff for it. It's fucking dope. You got some gummies and oils and lotions and all this other cool shit. You can do it all through Cushly. So at checkout, you will get 15% off of your entire purchase when you click that link. So go and do it, because why not, right? 15% off of your CBD needs, because CBD is awesome. And then finally, we have a link to Beard Octane, where you can get all your beardly needs. Brian's growing a beard, so figure take advantage of it. And like I said, I've taken advantage of it as well. And it's pretty fucking dope. They got a lot of cool shit on there. You got oils and balms and butters and a whole bunch of different utensils. They also have like shit to wash your beard with, which is really good. So make sure you check all that shit out all on beardoctane.com. And type in code ICG10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. Yeah, that pretty much wraps it up for that. Also, we have links to, well, you can listen to the show on Spotify, which is one of the best places, motherfucking Spotify. Also, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, and on SoundCloud. Yes. You check us out all on there. Also, you can find us on the Facey Space, so FaceySpace.com/InnerCityGeeks on the Twitters at InnerCityGeeks, on Instagram at InnerCityGeeks. And where can we find you guys? Brian, where can we find you?
You can find me back and not back and back again. No, for real, you can find me on social media. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, both Bri2J. Actually, it's Instagram is just Bri2J. And also Bri2J Presents if you want to follow the channel. Twitter still has the underscore because, you know, you can't get rid of it. You can follow me on YouTube, Bright 2J Presents, and you can give a viewing to my, in the process of being built out, website, Bright2JPresents.com.
Yes, Brian.
Which I have a link to innercitygeeks.net on the website.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all linked together. It's all there. Mm-hmm. Franny, where can we find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram, the fangirl. There's an underscore in there. Franny underscore fangirl. And you can find me on YouTube still at Franny the Fangirl.
Yay.
Yay.
And starting up again on innercitygeeks.net as well.
Yes.
I forgot to mention that earlier. Yeah. Alex, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter at Denied, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram at Denied, D-I-N period, Y period, E-D.
Yes. And you can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, M-I-S-T-E-R-J-A-C-K-A-L. And one, thank you guys for listening. Of course, you know, you guys are awesome. Without you guys, you know, we'd just be talking to ourselves. But yeah, thanks for listening. And thanks to you guys for being on the fucking show this week. Brian, thanks for coming again.
It's been a long time.
So say your goodbyes, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
And like I said, also forgot to say, it's fucking good to have all you guys back on the show again. Yes.
It feels good to be back, Chief.
Yeah. We haven't had all of us together in a while. So yes, thank you guys for coming back on.
And
yeah, this has been fantastic. And until next time, folks.
As you guys know, I'm not going to be on next week because I'll be on vacation. But I will be back the following Friday, which will be the night before Toy Fair.
Yay, toy!
Yay, toy!
yeah. And so before we go, like I always do, I always play some fucking music. And this week, it's going to be a fucking awesome song from an awesome fucking band that I fucking loved for years. And it is Lamb of God. They have a new song out promoting their new album that comes out later this year. And it's called Checkmate. The album is going to be called... it's self-titled, actually. They haven't had a self-titled album ever. And this is their first album since 2015. They had a Burn the Priest album, but that doesn't really count as a Lamb of God album itself. But yeah, song is fucking badass. It's fucking cool. So check that shit out. It's fucking dope. It's killer. So yeah. Don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.